Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody's. I actually exposed the bullshit of society and cut it up into nice, easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. I am honored to have the lovely and talented Aida Rodriguez. You might have seen her on Last Comic Standing and Shaq All-Stars. And you can watch her perform. She is a talented comedian. You can watch her from October 29th to November 1st at the Atlanta Comedy Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. For tickets, go to ATLComedyTheater.com. That's ATLComedyTheater.com. If you want to take a look at her, she's very pretty.
And, oh wow! Thank you.
Yes. If I could like not get cut right now by saying MILF.
you won't get cut.
I won't get cut. Go to check her out at Funny Aida. That's AIDA because I know I got a lot of illiterate people that listen to this show. FunnyAida.com. That's FunnyAida.com. So, Aida, how you doing?
Hi.
How you doing after that long, drawn out?
I love the intro of the show, though. I think that's that. You know, I consider myself a truth teller too. So I love the fact that people are finally setting out to tell the truth and not being muzzled by political correctness.
Nope.
And are just spitting the real, because we are living amongst the lies and it is getting tiring.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I consider myself a conspiracy nut. I mean,
oh, me too.
You know, I was especially what they did to Don Pedro Albizu Campos. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think this government could kill 3,000 of its own citizens if it could do that to us.
So. Absolutely. And I think that if we start looking beyond and in really deeper into things, I think a lot of people feel comfortable not going deep into the real shit because it's scary. It's much more comfortable walking around being a robot.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's easier to call someone crazy or why are you looking into that?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, are you Puerto Rican?
I am.
Oh, okay. And so by tradition, I have to do this.
Hey! Oh, siempre, siempre. Don't.
Mi suerte.
I love you, Big Pun, forever.
And we won't stop. We always knew we made it.
We made it. Even though they play a hater. Boom, boom, boom. Hey! You got me dancing over here.
So I would have played Isla de Caribe. But that's too long. That's too long.
I love Big Pun though. Big Pun is one of the best to ever do it.
Yep. So, and also since you're a lady, I'm gonna need you to friend zone me. That's just tradition.
Okay. How do I do that?
You're officially friend zoned.
Oh, you are officially friend zoned.
Alrighty, boom.
Wow.
So, I mean, the reason why I asked you to come on because, in fact, I want to play this from your Facebook fan page. In fact, check her out, facebook.com/Aida, A-I-D-A, because you're illiterate. I can't talk today. A-I-D-A dot Rodriguez. And if you can't spell Rodriguez, then kill yourself. So, no, I'm just kidding. Rodriguez. In fact, everything will be in the description. Just, you know, click the description. I put her her webpage. So, I mean, this is, let me just play this video.
Now is the time to say it.
I actually do. A lot of people want to know what it is that black people have to complain about when it comes to police brutality, specifically when it happens to children. I think this problem goes deeper than it just being racism, but a lack of information. We've been socialized to be racist and not understand what is really going on in the world. I tell you what, you guys think it's okay for a man to beat up on a young woman. You've seen it twice already in the media. And it's because black people are dehumanized and nobody wants to say it. When you look at a young black girl, you think attitude, you think strength, you think Sharkeesha. Mm-hmm. You don't think that she's frail. You don't think that she's feminine. You see an animal. That's why it's okay for you to see a grown, bodybuilding, steroid-sucking man take a young woman, choke her, and throw her onto the ground, or jump on another one who has on a bikini and think it's okay to do that because you don't see them as one human and you don't see them as feminine. But close your eyes the way Matthew McConaughey told you to do in A Time to Kill, mm-hmm. and envision for one moment that young woman being brutalized and being attacked is white. And go one step further and envision that young woman being related to you. And I guarantee you that your perspective on that matter will change. So please take an opportunity to see inside of what is really going on instead of making blanket statements and judgments because your racism does not allow you to see another group of people as human. My name is Aida Rodriguez and I'll say it for you.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So, I mean,
you and I disagreed.
Yeah.
We disagreed on Twitter.
Yep.
And I want to point that out because I want to show people that you can disagree with people on social media and still operate from being civil and having a discussion where you can talk to somebody and possibly learn something. Because we don't do that anymore. We immediately go into the fighting zone.
Yeah, and I just want to make a point. I didn't call you the P word.
Which is what? What is that?
Boon. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Like you know, that's so quick to say, man, I put. Nah, forget it. So
I love it. You're really Puerto Rican.
I carry a knife everywhere I go, just in case I need to steal a hubcap. So
hilarious.
Yeah, that old gag. I mean, okay, so this is where this is where I disagree. I do believe that, and I know I'm gonna get cussed out by, you know, black people for that listen that say this. I do believe that, you know, they have a role in how they're treated nowadays. Look at sites like World Star or what's that other site? But basically, where you see them fighting, or just or the knockout game. I had a writer. An author on the show, Colin Flattery, on here, and he wrote the book White Girl Bleed a Lot that goes into black racism.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and you, I've read some of the comments here. In fact, yeah, from this video here, horribly wrong when your behavior is so bad that the teacher has to ask you to leave and the school administrator has to come and ask you to leave and then finally call the school officer to come get your ass. It's time to go. It ain't about color. It's about attitude. A disruptive, defiant, and disrespectful attitude will get you removed.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. That wasn't getting removed. That was being physically abused. And if that would have been any man hitting on a girl, he would be in jail for domestic violence. I will say this. I really do believe that, first of all, I don't think there's such a thing as black racism. I think there's black bigotry. Okay. Racism is institutionalized. And as a result of black people having a problem with white people, they can't keep white people from having a better education. It's not institutionalized. Racism is institutionalized. Yeah. It is the reason why in our neighborhoods we have a worse educational system. It is a reason why we don't have good real estate in our neighborhoods. There's a reason for that, because it's been going on. It's systematic, and it's been going on for many years. I in no way think it is okay for students to be disruptive and disrespectful in the classroom. I come from a mother that will come to the school with a belt and beat me if that was the case. Yeah. But that being said, excessive force is excessive force. They said the girl physically attacked the thing. I watched the videos. The reason why that girl put her hands on that cop is because when he reached for her initially, it was to grab her by her neck. He wasn't grabbing her by her arm and saying, come on, let's go. He immediately went into combat mode. He choked her. Mm-hmm. He put her in a chokehold. And many men wouldn't be able to, first of all, he's been fired. He has a history of steroid use, which people that use steroids are known to be, you know, overly aggressive and sometimes can be, you know, violent and physical. All the other kids in the classroom, the little white boy that was live tweeting the whole thing said, you know, we're scared of this man. He has several charges against him for abuse. This is not the first one. It's the fourth one. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I do believe in the village raising the children. And I think that children need to respect the adults in the village. But I don't think that this man belongs to that village, because the black kids and the white kids alike were all like, he's a bully.
Yeah. Well, then that's different. I mean, I'm reading the article. He got fired.
Yeah, they fired him today. The sheriff said he couldn't defend that. He was like, we can't defend what he did because what he did was excessive. Now, you know, I've seen the videos with the young girls punching men in the faces and acting up on the train, and then somebody turns around and pops them back and we got a problem. Mm-hmm. So I don't condone that type of behavior. I don't think it's cool for men to beat up on women, but I do believe that there are consequences for your actions. Yeah. And if you go around provoking violence, it's going to find you.
Yeah, because I got a Puerto Rican mother too, and if that happened to me, she ain't defending me. She like, why were you acting up? How come you resisted?
Right.
You should have gotten your ass kicked.
Yeah, no, most of our mothers would do that.
Yeah.
But remember, that was a little teenage girl. And, you know, she was also, if you read the tweets from the kids in the class, she was new to the class.
Yeah.
She was always very quiet. They don't know if something's wrong with her because she doesn't talk. It wasn't that she wasn't talking that day. They said she never talks. You know, she was very quiet. They said she never, ever in any way got aggressive with the cop. She didn't say anything to the cop because she doesn't talk. And the reason why they felt that she froze up was because she was scared. Because everybody knows that this cop is, they call him Officer Slam.
Wow.
So that she was scared. And I think that by not moving, she was like, I don't know what to do here. And I can't tell you that I wouldn't do that because I can't fight a man that's that big. You know, I couldn't fight. But that being said, I want to make sure that people don't think, I don't hate the police. I know some really good police officers that are out there risking their lives in horrible neighborhoods every day trying to make life better for us. The bad people always give everybody in the group a bad name, you know. I don't walk around with a knife. I don't go around cursing people out. I don't have a bunch of kids that have different fathers. You know, I am not on welfare. That is the stereotype of a lot of Puerto Ricans. I know many of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, I broke the stereotype too. I'm like, I'm 32, Puerto Rican, no kids. I'm the unicorn.
Oh, you're a unicorn.
I'm the unicorn.
Hey, hold on. I don't know if I want to friend zone you. I'm joking.
yeah, but I don't got a job, but you know, I got laid off. So, hello? Uh-oh. Held momentarily. Held remotely. Uh-oh. She I got put on hold. She heard that I didn't have no kids. Then she put me on hold. So anyways, let me read some comments. Wow, okay. We got Rob from Zero the Hero Radio. He says, dude, fuck what America has become. I love you. I love you have someone like Miss Ida on. I feel like she has a valid point, though. There has been a systematic dehumanization in the media. And you have a point as well. Everybody controls their actions and perceptions. Love the show. Keep on keeping on, brother. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, but that was weird. I'm sitting here having a big conversation with you.
Yeah, you just I think we're being attacked by the government. They're trying to silence you.
Two Puerto Ricans that think for themselves. What? Yeah. We can't let this happen.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever read the book Behold a Pale Horse?
Of course I have.
Oh, well, they
of course I have.
Yeah. So you know that, you know, this is all systematic.
It's absolutely all, it's putting everything in place. Mm-hmm. And remember when they said the chips in our hands? Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that people can't go anywhere without their cell phone in their hands?
Yeah.
They strategically put a chip in all of our hands. Absolutely.
Yeah. So so the mark of the beast is an iPhone 6, is that? Yep.
Or the Kardashians.
Ew.
It's witchy because I don't know one person who is a Kardashian fan, yet and still they have they have more following than our government, than our religious leaders. They have more following than everybody. Isn't that weird to you?
I mean, it's disgusting. I have a I host a relationship podcast called For Love and Play. Mm-hmm. And the lady that we have, Yael Meisel, who's a matchmaker, she just loves the Kardashians.
Does she?
Yeah. And I mean, she's a comedian too. And we're like, oh, really? I mean, they're so basic. Like, I'm not like my lizard brain, the lizard side of me is like, oh yeah, they're pretty. But
right.
But my rational thinking is like, oh God, not even with a 10-foot pole.
But you know, strategically, they have put so much money into the consumer market for things like when you have 17 and 18 year old girls getting plastic surgery and you know, getting their lips, collagen in their lips, and getting fillers in their eyes, and going to get the lipstick that they have, and going to get their hair dyed, and going to get a waist trainer. I mean, the you know, the corporations are like, these, they're walking commercials. It's so much cheaper to invest in them and buy them 10 million followers on Instagram, because it costs so much less than actual commercials and advertising, and they're getting all this advertising for a little bit of money. So
it's kind of interesting. I had Rebecca Quitarra Torres on this show.
Uh-huh.
And we spoke about how the Daily News try to disrespect us by saying that we had strippers at the parade, even though those strippers weren't even Puerto Rican, and they were from Times Square. There were no women walking around with just thongs at the parade.
No, because that you know,
they've been
attacking that parade for so many years, trying to figure out an angle. You know, back to the a few years ago when they had the incidents there,
yeah,
and those weren't even Puerto Rican people. But you know, it is the coloring of it. I mean, Donald Trump said, what, a few months ago, that Puerto Ricans were his least favorite Mexicans. And that when he gets in office, he's going to close the borders and take our citizenship. And
he didn't say that. I mean, there's no proof that he said that.
I mean, I have an interview. I can also.
Oh, really? Because when I heard that, I was searching like crazy on the internet to see, because I'm not a Trump fan, but I'm not gonna try doing the Fox News like let's lie and make up shit, or the CNN let's lie and make up shit.
Well, so, I mean, I think what he said about Mexicans, and he said different things. I don't think Donald Trump means all the stuff that he says. I think Donald Trump is a proven reality star, yeah. And he knows that being sensational is what people respond to now.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of funny that when he said that about Mexicans, and then El Chapo says some crap, I'm like, you basically just proved the man right, you moron. You basically just proved him right. All right, yeah, good job. Like,
Well, it's a circus of clowns, and there's not just one clown, which is what we like to do. We want to point out one clown.
Yeah.
But there's a circus of clowns, a bunch of them. And they're on both sides. They're not just in the Republican Party. There's a circus of clowns in all of politics.
We're surrounded by pendejos. That's what it is.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they've become like the Red Sox and the Yankees. And so people that are like, I hate the Yankees. The parties, I don't know what's happened in the last few years, have become so much about the parties and so little about the issues.
Yeah.
And people have just lost their minds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how, everyone is viewing El Chapo like a hero. I'm like, no, this dude sells death. Are you kidding me?
Well, I tell you why they see him as a hero. Because when I talk to the Mexican, I live in California, and I talk to Mexican people that are legal here, and the reason why he's like a Robin Hood to them, like he steals from the rich, and he makes sure the people in the neighborhoods are fed. I am not in any way condoning drug dealing, but I'm also not oblivious to the fact that drug dealing is a really big governmental issue. So you get down to the drug dealers that they are just pawns in the game of a really big game that is being, that we can't even comprehend. It's so deep into the government. And so we look at El Chapo, and who is El Chapo compared to those big, did you see Sicario?
No.
It's really, really good. It's just really interesting because it talks about how the role that the government is playing in the drug dealing in Mexico. And it's just, he's the poster child for it. But you honestly think that, just like they went and got Noriega, you think if they wanted to go get El Chapo that they couldn't?
Of course they could.
Of course.
I mean, they could wipe out. I mean, it's no secret. The CIA was flying drugs into America, and then, mess with the African Americans like Freeway Ricky Ross.
Yeah,
and brought down the and just screwed with black people.
Yeah, like that. So that's why they love El Chapo. I don't think selling drugs and getting your own people hooked on drugs and making them zombies and killing them is awesome. I can't rock with that because I've had drug addiction in my family, and it's taken two of my family members down.
I'm sorry,
but I will say that I have to ask them, because I'm like, aren't y'all scared of this man? And so you have to understand that what's going on in Mexico is they have a war, an internal war between the gangs and the cartels. Mm-hmm. And the gangs are far scarier than the cartels now, because they are young kids who don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And they got machine guns, and they kill pregnant women, and they set people on fire. They're not even from Mexico. So there's a big war going on in Mexico. So it's like the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're like...
Well, also, of course, conspiracy me is thinking, El Chapo's wife works with Donald Trump in the the pageants.
She. Oh right, right, right.
Yeah. So there's that connection. So I mean, Mr. reality television star. You don't think that could be a work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whatever causes controversy wins now. Mm-hmm. So you never know. Like, people get so mad about Fox News and CNN. All of those people are in the same business. Oh, yeah. They're reality television stars. Mm-hmm. And people were mad at Bill Maher because he had Ann Coulter on his show. They're friends.
They're best friends.
They're friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so the average person gets caught up in this war, or I hate Fox News, or I hate CNN, and they're idiots, because the reality of it is that those people are reality television stars. They are working to keep their jobs, to get the ratings up so that they can keep their jobs and so that they can make more money. They don't give a fuck about you when you're in Utah and you're running around screaming that you love Megan from Fox. She don't give a shit about you.
Exactly.
She is trying to get her Twitter followers up so she can compete with Ann Coulter. She's trying to get a book deal, and she's trying to keep her ratings up so that she can keep her job. And, you know, it's so, we get so caught up with these sides, we have no idea what's going on beyond. Hollywood is it's show business. Mm-hmm. And for them, it's you show so that the business can win. Yeah, that's what it is. They don't give a shit about the people.
Yeah, Rob in the chat room, he had a question. I think it was a joke, but I just didn't understand how he wrote it. He's like, if the Kardashians are the mark of the beast, does that mean we all have an STD? So, yeah. Okay, it was a joke.
Yes.
Like, I had to like fix it, like, how, because I didn't know how it was worded way differently than that, but okay. There you go.
But I'm not hypersensitive, though, so, like, most people are. Like, if I can dish it out, I can take it.
Yeah.
So, I'm not... I thought that was funny. Being a comic, everything's funny to me.
Yeah, I was, like, trying to fix it. Like, what? Rob, can you rewrite... Rob, can you rewrite that? I don't know where you're trying to go with this. It's...
Hi, Rob. Tweet it to me so I can retweet it, because that shit is funny.
There you go. There you go. You got you officially got your... I get my listeners retweeted.
You do.
I'm taking credit for no reason. So
you brought us together.
I did. I'm like Jesus.
I'm really glad you tweeted me, though, because I think that's the one thing about people of color. We love to fight in front of the company. And to me, like, when I looked at your bio and it said Puerto Rican, you know, my grandmother always taught me, you know, Puerto Ricans have, like, this undying loyalty to one another. And it's because we come here and we feel we're disenfranchised. We feel we're so loyal to our country and our flag and our people. And we have to fight for it because America tries to claim our identity. So we're really, really close. People don't understand why Puerto Ricans love their flags and why Puerto Ricans are so... You know, we have to fight for our identity in a country that wants to strip us of it.
Actually, so, I want to change the flag to the original flag with the black and white cross.
Beautiful.
That's how much of a spick I am. that's how in fact, I don't want to be known as a Puerto Rican. I want to be known as a Borinquen.
Absolutely. That yo soy pura Taína, and you know, people don't.
She says
don't,
she's pure Taíno.
I am, and that, you know, and my hair is a little lighter now, but my hair is naturally black, and I mean black, not dark brown. It's black. It's -1 black. And people at the salon where I went to get my hair lightened was like, "Are you mixed with Asian? Or are you mixed with Native American?" I'm like, "No, I'm pura Taína. Like, these are my people, the natives of the island. This is where my hair color comes from, and I'm really proud of." You know, where I'm from, we endured a lot as a people, and we are diaspora people, which people don't know. You know, a lot of us are just a product of who raped our great great grandmother.
Yeah, no, right? Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's according to my grandmother. I got Italian. I got
of course
African. I got Irish. I got, of course, you know, Spaniard. And then for some reason I look Mexican. I don't get this. It's it's caused me a shit ton of hell growing up.
That's so funny.
It's like, They're like, we don't want the Mexican. I'm not Mexican. Yes, you are. Stop lying. Like, I'm not. And then my father comes in. I swear to God, he has a salsa band following him. That's how Spanish he is.
That is... I have to see you when I come to New York next. You know, I go to New York every month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We go to the Cuchifito and have some...
Oh, see? Oh, look at that. Where are you in New York?
I'm in Willie B.
Mira pa allá.
Born and raised.
Mira pa allá.
Born and raised. Before this, the hipsters came and fucked it up and be like, oh, you know Spanish food. Where can I get a taco? Kill yourself. Kill yourself. That's where you get a taco in hell. Kill yourself.
In hell.
Freaking! You want yellow rice and bean? Yellow rice with gandules? I'll tell you where you can go.
But I swear to God, that is so funny.
Like, you know,
I'll buy a taco in hell.
Yeah. Can you teach me how to Macarena? No. No. How dare you? How dare?
Can you teach me how to rape and pillage a village?
Yeah, I know, right? You Viking, you dirty horned helmeted Viking. You silly Caucasian, tricks are for kids.
That is so funny.
Get me so angry.
I know, but it's so funny. You know what? Because we all have those things going in our head, and white people are just miseducated. They've been socialized to believe those things about others. And when somebody's been telling you since you were little, you know, all Black people are thieves, all Puerto Rican girls will get pregnant on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, they have to navigate through that, and through education and evolution, they're able to get beyond it, but it's still embedded in everything that they believe. So it takes time to reprogram somebody and say, you know, everybody in that group is not like that. All Jewish people are not cheap. You know, it's just funny.
Most of them are.
All my Jewish friends are, and they will stand up for me and say that they all are cheap.
Yep.
But, you know.
they'll be like, no, we like a good sale. Shut your mouth. We're not paying retail.
That's right.
And I don't blame them. I don't pay retail. Are you crazy?
No, I don't either.
I think every Puerto Rican should have at least one Jewish friend, just to tell them where all the good deals are.
Well, you know, it's funny, when I was in New York last, I was performing there last month, and a couple came. They were from Buffalo, came to my show, and they're Puerto Ricans from Puerto Rico, and they are Jewish, and they were explaining to me that my last name. Historically, I'm a descendant of Sephardic Puerto Rican Jews.
Oh.
Or Puerto Rican Sephardic Jews. And I did not know that. And he sent me literature and information explaining the Jewish roots in Puerto Rico. Mm. And it was really interesting because he was a Puerto Rican Jew. And Ben has five children, his wife is Jewish, and they're straight from the island, but they are, you know, their religion is Judaism, and they were very, very interesting to talk to.
And my first question would be to them, how can you not eat panir? Like, that's like that, like, I you know, I don't care how religious you are, that roast pork is delicious.
Oh, man, you are so funny.
I can't, you know, I just can't, I can't, you can't. Like, that's the first question I ask if somebody tries to convert me. Can I eat pork? No? Oh. Then you don't believe in God.
Hilarious.
I don't care. And you know, I see all these articles. Oh, pigs are smart. Not that smart. They should build jetpacks and fly away when we try to eat them.
You know, I don't eat pork because I'm allergic to it.
Oh,
but when I go home, my family they have a field day. Yeah. They're like, you're not one of ours. You're not one of us anymore.
Like, I don't know. Okay, this is how Puerto Rican I am. My favorite part of the penin is the crunchy, fat skin.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, too.
just
that's where all the seasoning stays.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where all the fat, like the most unhealthy part of the pig, is my favorite, obviously, which is why I'm diabetic and I could lose a toe any second.
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
Why not? And
no, you can't say that. Don't speak that onto yourself. You know better. You know that that you are a product of what you speak. You can't say that.
Oh, I'm not scared. I throw blue hoodie on myself all the time. I go to the botanica and I'd be like and start disrespecting all the saints. No, I'm just kidding. I don't got time for that.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
So funny.
And you want to know what's the funny thing? We could be related.
Absolutely. You already know.
You're probably a cousin somehow.
Absolutely. And I know that about us. That is the funniest thing about. That's why I say I don't date Puerto Rican men.
Yeah, no, right.
But it's a joke. But I say because I could be dating my cousin.
For see, that's my biggest fear. As soon as I hear, I'm Puerto Rican. Like, oh, okay, hold on, yo, Dad, do we know? You got to do a background check on every Puerto Rican chick you date.
I'm trying to tell you.
Just, yo, papi, do we know? Okay, where you from? What town? Oh, do we know Rodriguez from Santos? Yeah, that's your cousin from
That is so funny though. Nosotros somos del campo. We're from Caguas.
Yeah, my dad is from San Dulce, and my mom's family's from Aguadilla.
Aguadilla, nice.
The mountains.
No, I know. I just love our people. Well, I love all people.
Bunch of jibados on my mom's side. I swear to God.
Are they?
No, just my grandmother.
Oh. Because I'm the one in my family is like, can you turn that Hector Lavoe off already?
Yeah, right?
But I can't help it. I love Hector.
Yeah. Too bad with the drugs. Jesus. With the old AIDS.
Man.
The AIDS thing.
Yeah. Bendito. Yeah, you know, that was the time. Was it the 80s? It was the 80s. It was the time where the revolution of AIDS and crack and drugs, that was when Reagan put the thing into play.
Okay. Okay. Rob just tweeted me. You left out the cishet part of your profile. Oh, you are the first. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have a joke where they're saying that I'm the first cisgendered male Puerto Rican comic.
Oh, wow. I forgot you have to say all of that now.
Yeah, you got to say I'm a cisgendered, yeah. Or is that like, or I said it one time, I said it, I was buying a new Moleskine's notebook because I could only write in Moleskine's for some reason. I don't know, I'm really bougie like that. I can't go to the store, drugstore, pick me up a $3 notebook. I got to go spend $26 on a fucking leather-bound notebook because anyways.
You're hilarious.
Anyways, so I go there and, you know, I just basically, God, I forgot what I did, but I said, oh, I'm just your normal cisgendered spig.
And what happened?
Oh, no, he started laughing.
He didn't do a petition.org?
No, he didn't. And you know what? The moment that happens that I get a petition.org to shut me down is when I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the
Absolutely.
Lord's work. Have you ever, since you're a comedian, how has political correctness affected you?
It has attempted to affect me because some people have been upset. I've had people, you know, come after my shows and complain, and they've also complained to the clubs. Fortunately for me, I don't give a fuck because I don't do this for the establishment. I do this for myself.
Yeah.
And I do it for the people who want to hear the truth and whose voices want to be reflected in my comedy. So they can't get me, but they have come for me. And I retweeted somebody who misused the word tranny, and I didn't know that tranny was on that list of words that you can't use.
Since when? They call themselves trannies.
But now you can't say it. And so I lost a lot of followers. A lot of followers on Twitter. And I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. Because to me, it was like, first of all, I wasn't being malicious because I'm not malicious towards anybody, but I'm not going to walk around on eggs, you know.
As you can hear, I am in a Puerto Rican household because my family's just screaming right now for no reason.
Oh, no, I can't hear them. But, you know, I just think it's ridiculous that we have to be so, you know, careful about what we say, specifically when we're not being malicious. And comedians are a lot of people are trying to, you know, muzzle us, and we cannot allow ourselves to be muzzled because we have a purpose in what we do, and we can't let those people do that to us, because those people are just miserable, bored people that don't have shit to do.
And usually, I mean, the people that get offended they're not really offended. They just want the attention.
Yeah.
That's what
it is. It's a bunch of, like, middle-class people that don't have anything to do that attach themselves to the people who really are the ones that are affected by the causes. And for me, like, when I think about that, it's like, I am an advocate for human rights. Mm-hmm. So that category falls a whole bunch of groups of people. But I cannot pretend that I am a part of that experience because I'm advocating for their rights. And I think a lot of people do that because they don't have shit to do. It just, you know, they're bored. They're these bored women.
I think we went over time.
No, I know. I'm packing as we speak.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm in a safe space talking here.
Yes, you are. And especially since you're Puerto Rican, you get more of a pass.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you could start saying, I think we should bring back the Fourth Reich, and I'd be like, okay, well, you know, then sometimes people got to bring back the Fourth Reich. You know, that's what's on the streets. So, you know, you got to be a Nazi sometimes. I understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that though.
No.
So, I wouldn't do it.
So I don't want you to miss your flight, but you're welcome to come back anytime. You'd be like, yo, Louie, I want on, and I'd be like, okay.
I would love that. And you have to do truth serum. I would love to have you on my show as well.
Yes, dear.
And I'm glad that we talked.
Yeah.
Because those are the things. Now I made a new friend in New York. Yep. I have another comedic mind in my atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy, especially to know that he is Boricua.
Yep. Yep. So anyways, if you guys want to check out, she's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, October 29th through November 1st. She's going to be performing at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. That's at 4650 Jimmy Carter. They actually named the boulevard after that motherfucker. Okay. Jimmy Carter Boulevard, Norcross, Georgia. And go to www.funnyida.com. Follow her on the Twitters at Funny Ida. And I know some of you motherfuckers can't spell, so that's AIDA. That's Funny AIDA Ida. So
yes,
mi amor, gracias.
No, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you smashing these stages.
I know. I can't wait to see you.
Oh well, I'll be there. I'm at the stand, and I'll be the seller. Later this month. And I will definitely reach out to you and let you know when I'm there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I do open mics at the stand. I'm not good enough to perform. let me on stage with a real audience yet, but okay.
Oh, you will be.
Alrighty. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening. A big shout out to Rob for listening, and, you know, all the punks that weren't listening live. I would shout you out, but I don't see you in the chat room, so I can't read your name. But thank you for listening, and feel free. We're on iHeartRadio, so if you want to listen to any of the past shows or this show, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn Radio, we're on iTunes and podcasts.com. Feel free and subscribe, like, comment, and share. Again, thank you, Ida. And follow her. Give her all the love. All the love. She deserves it. That at funnyida.com. So this
got it.
This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.